I think what happened here is that, you know, a lot of these basic ideas within Project Mending Skies are actually a work in progress of the company's work. I think the company has always been always asking ourselves, why am I doing the same thing, or am I, you know, trying a different challenge in order to develop that vocabulary. The vocabulary is not so that, you know, we can build a fantastic dictionary to sell. I think it's a vocabulary to actually connect with an audience. So I think whenever it is, it will somehow, you know, filter and then, you know, affect the next work that we do. So for example, this time it's so multidisciplinary, right? So yeah, can I do such multidisciplinary thing in a very simple way, but talk about very difficult topic like democracy? Can I make Singapore audience in housing estate think about what does it mean to be, is what does it mean as a democratic society? What does it mean by freedom? Do I have freedom? How do I affect another person's freedom? So what is the responsibility between inside freedom? So I think in a way, I can say that, you know, I mean, you look at Project Mending Sky, it has many disciplines, you know, from audio to installation to performance to verbatim, you know, which they have, you know. So how to put all these different forms together again, you know, and make audience respond. Because some audience respond to certain things. Some like to hear stories. Some just like to see visuals. Some takes to oral. So how do you inspire and how do you stimulate them? So as a theatre company, even now, when I call myself a theatre company, I'm like, okay, yeah, we're doing theatre, but our theatre is no longer the theatre whereby someone perform and it's a theatre. So I think when I put a visual artwork here, and I see an audience responding to the audience, to the artwork at that moment, there is a theatre there. And it's a very different kind of theatre.